go. So today is January 20th, 2004. And the lesson that we're going to do today is ATM lesson number 270. It's called Continuation Holding the Knee. Okay? So begin lying on your back with your legs long, arms down by your side, and refresh your memory about scanning yourself. For those of you who have been here multiple times, and for those of you who haven't, is to pay attention to how you're lying on the floor and drawing your attention to your skeletal body. So if you can sense and perceive your skeleton and feel the weight of your skeleton, it gives you information about the way that you lie on the floor and the kind of contact that you make with the floor. So sense how each shoulder blade, each side of your pelvis is resting, how much of your spine is making contact with the floor, or perhaps the question may be how little of the spine is resting. So if there's areas that aren't making contact, does it make sense that something must be holding that area away from the floor? So that means that there's muscles that are engaging to do work in a situation right now where there's no work needed. So we're looking to talk to those areas, to dialogue with them, to represent to them they don't need to do work until there's a requirement, an action. So bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and make sure when your feet are standing that they're parallel to your hip joints. And as we've done in other lessons, begin to do a movement of tilting your pelvis so that you go from what we call 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock. Slowly, gently. So another way of thinking of it is that if you were to lift the end of your tailbone, the lower part of your back, or where you would put a belt, would press more into the floor. And then you would lower the tailbone back down as if you would come and sit on your tailbone, which would allow that same area to begin to arch and lift away from the floor, protruding or pushing your belly out. Just go back and forth, and it should be a movement of rocking. So you travel, the weight travels through from the tailbone along the sacrum up to the lower back. Observe your breathing and your breath. Now pause for a moment and keep your right knee up, right foot standing, and lengthen your left leg. And now with your left leg long, begin to do the same exact movement. That's it, tilting or rocking the pelvis. Very good. remember, it doesn't need to be a big movement. We're interested in the quality of the movement, the ease. Very nice. Pause again for a moment so that you can change over the legs. So that means you'll bend your left leg and bring it up to standing and lengthen your right. And then begin again the same movement of rocking or tilting your pelvis. And just notice for yourself if it is noticeably easier or was easier with the right leg up or it is with the left leg. Is it clearer for one hip joint to move? And the right leg really should be a resting leg. So some of you are activating the foot flexing, or the leg is lifting, or you're pushing through that leg. There should be no effort in the right leg. So find another way to tilt the pelvis. It has to do with the hip joint on the left side. Good. And now lengthen your left leg and rest on your back. So both legs are long. And just notice if anything's changed in the way that you're resting now. Has the contact of your spine changed at all? Now continuing to lie on your back, bend your knees out to the side so that you can slide the soles of your feet up together to be close to your crotch. So bend the knees out to the side, slide your feet up so the soles of your feet are together. That's it. So your knees are flared out. There you go, as much as you can. And in that position, begin to rock the pelvis towards 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And if it's too difficult, just keep your legs in the standing position. So just stand them. It's okay, Kristen. Just stand them and go back and do that movement. And feel the relationship between the hip joints and the movement of your head. Good. Lengthen your legs and rest for a moment. Now bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing, as we did earlier, and bring both arms to be lengthened on the floor above you, above your head. So they're resting on the floor, both arms. And you're going to keep your head, your face, and your eyes orientated towards the ceiling. So for right now, we'll say that's a constraint, so that there's no rolling of your head or your face, or your eyes, but you can look at the ceiling and keeping your arms above you. And begin to push with your right foot into the floor. So now you lift the right side of the pelvis. Your right knee always stays pointed towards the ceiling. So it means that the pelvis lifts and rolls, creates a differentiation inside the pelvis with the hip joint. So it's the right side of the pelvis lifting, the left stays down, You even feel that the left leg rolls to the left. And your face stays directed towards the ceiling and your head, so there's no turning of the face. And your arms are lengthened above you. And again, it's a rolling movement. Not lifting so much. I mean, not lifting in the sense of lifting up towards the ceiling. Think of rolling. So let this there, less lifting. Think roll. This comes up there. That's it, Valentina. Good. Good. And pay attention to your belly button and how your belly button and the pubic bone travels to the left. Good. Come back to the center. Slowly lower your arms down. Lengthen your leg and rest. Bend your left knee. Bring your left foot to standing. Lengthen your arms above you. So the exact same position. Same constraints apply, which is keeping your face orientated towards the ceiling. And then you begin to push the left foot into the floor to roll the pelvis to the right. Again, another constraint is that the right knee always stays pointed or directed towards the ceiling. So that means it does not flop over. So you're rolling the pelvis. It's moving around the hip joint. Think of your belly button and the pubic bone directing itself over to the right. Very nice. And pause and lower your arms, your leg, and rest on your back again. Now roll onto your right side. Your right arm straight out in front of you. If you feel like you need it a little bit to support your head, you can do so. And place your left arm somewhere in front of your chest with your palm down. So it creates a little bit of a sense of a support for you. That's it. And your knees are bent in a somewhat fetal position. That's it. And now with your left knee, your left leg, begin to do a movement of lifting the left knee and leg. That's it. Lift and lower. And try not to make it a really huge movement right now. I know many of you just go for a large movement. And I would encourage you to explore the usefulness of small movements. Because, in fact, it's the very beginning of the movement, of any movement, that really is so important. So the moment that you lift that left knee, you feel the movement inside of the hip joint. Susie, if you want to put your arm under your head, you can. It's too much there. That's better. Is that better? Is that better? Okay. So the movement starts in the knee. You're actually lifting the knee, but you're feeling what happens inside the hip joint. It's almost like a dipping down, a depressing down inside the hip. Does that make sense? And can you also feel how the ribs on your left side come together? So there's actually some movement in the ribs. So not so much rolling back, just think there, straight lifting. And to get even a greater sense of the movement, lift the knee a little bit and then lift the foot higher than the knee. So think of lifting your foot toward, that's it, Susie, towards the ceiling. That's it, Valentina. That's it. And see if you feel an even bigger movement inside the hip joint. So the leg doesn't become straight now, Bev. You keep it bent, but just think, let the knee lower a little bit so that the knee is lower than the foot. That's it. And even more, let your knee go down. Not towards your chest. Only lift the knee an inch away from this knee. You're way too high. There. Now lift the foot higher so the knee lowers. That doesn't mean straight out from you. No. Higher. Okay. Higher, higher. Now you can lift the knee a little bit and then do the same thing in the air. This. Now feel it spatially. The foot is higher than the knee, yeah? Mm-hmm. Great. Good. And many of you have taken a moment to rest, which is great, and then you can come back to it. Good. Roll onto your back and rest again. Now roll onto your left side. Bring yourself into the same kind of configuration. So if you need to use your left arm for support under your head, that's fine. Your right arm will be placed on the floor somewhere in front of you, palm down to create some type of support. Your knees are bent in a somewhat fetal position. And now you begin to lift the right knee, the right leg. So everything lifts parallel, right? So the foot, the knee stays parallel to begin with. And you're feeling what happens inside the right hip joint. Is there a difference in lifting one leg compared to the other? Does this one feel lighter or heavier? Good. And now begin to do the kind of more pivoty movement where you just lift the knee a little bit and then lift the foot higher than the knee. That's it. So you create a greater turn inside the hip joint. That's it. Notice how you're breathing. Good. Okay, and roll onto your back again and rest. Now, once again, while on your back, please bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. And with your right hand, you're going to go over the top of your head, So you wrap your right arm around the head to hold the left ear. So it goes over the top. So not under it, but over the top. So if you need to look at me, think of where the top of your head is. Your arm wraps over the top. Not under it, not under the neck, but over the top. Okay? Good. And now using your right arm, begin to like pull. Think of pulling on your left ear so that you slide the back of your head over to the right. So your face and your nose stays directed towards the ceiling, but it's like bending your left ear towards your left shoulder. The right ear towards the right shoulder. Feeling how the ribs on the right side bend. So no rolling of the face, just bend the neck. And really to feel the relationship in the ribs. So again, you really pay attention that your nose stays and your eye stays directed towards the ceiling. Your knee for right now, you're jumping ahead, should stay down and your pelvis down. You're only doing the movement with the arm. That's it. Think more of the back there. Try not to do that, which is rolling. Think of purely sliding. You see the difference? Mm-hmm. So, Bev, keep your hip down. Okay. So you want to slide like this. The back. Yeah. So think of sliding the back of your head. There you go. And how these ribs gently. There you go. Now, the next few times, as you continue to do the movement, you can begin to add in the earlier movement of rolling the pelvis to the left, allowing that right hip joint to move. The right side of the pelvis lifts up. And just like your nose and face staying directed towards the ceiling, so does your right knee. So you roll the pelvis at the same time as you slide the back of the head. Excellent. Good. Good. Okay. So go back to this now, but now slide the head. Pull, that's it, like this. Take your head over the other way. There. Take your head. That's it. There you go. Oops, Beth. And see if you can pay attention to the two directions of movement that are occurring now. So there's one which we call side bending, how the ribs on the right side come together. And then as you involve the pelvis and the hip joint, you begin to create rotation. And it's feeling how these two directions of movement couple together. And it's interesting to observe for yourself, is one of the directions more in the foreground or perhaps more familiar? Do you have a tendency to want to rotate more because it's hard to side bend? Come back to the center, please, and let it go and rest on your back. Bend your right knee again. Bring your right foot up. So stay with the right foot. Wrap your right hand around the top of your head, holding your left ear. And now this time, bend yourself as much as you can to the right, and then rolling the pelvis to the left, and stay there. So go to your extreme place. So you roll the pelvis to, that's it, Kristen, and you stay there. So how far can you go? And staying there. And now all you're going to do is lower your hip joint down and lift it again. You're not going to participate in moving the upper trunk. So you keep the head bent to the right and the ribs. But all you do is raise and lower the right side of that pelvis, rolling the pelvis to the left and lowering it, but not allowing the head to straighten out or the ribs. Very nice. Good. Slowly come out of it. And again, please rest on your back. Bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, and wrap your left hand again over the top of your head, around the top to get a hold of your right ear. So your arm should not be underneath your head. You should be feeling the back of your head resting on the floor. And just begin by sliding the back of your head to the left. So once again, that means your face, your nose stays directed towards the ceiling. So there's no rolling. It's a sliding movement. So that means the same place that your head or your skull is making contact in the back stays the same place of contact. And you just slide it. You bend it over to the left. So you feel the left elbow bending down towards your left hip. How the ribs on the left side come close together. Keeping the pelvis right now quiet. So you're just feeling the movement in the ribs and the cervical spine. Good. And now begin to add in the movement of the pelvis, meaning that the left side of your pelvis lifts and the belly and pubic bone rolls to the right. And you find a way to synchronize the movements together. So as you're sliding the back of your head, you press the left foot into the floor. Remember that left knee stays directed towards the ceiling. So the left side of the pelvis lifts and rolls, but the knee stays in the same place. And again, how much of the movement is side bending and how much of it is rotation for you? Good. Now this next time, go to your furthest place, as far as you can, into the movement, and stay there. So you're keeping your head tilted to the left, the ribs on the left side scrunched together, the ribs on the right side opened up, and now you just lift and lower the pelvis. So there's no other movement but the movement of the pelvis. Good. Very nice. And very slowly bring yourself back to the center. Lower your arm. Straighten your left leg and please rest on your back. And observe how you're resting on the floor now. Now bend your left knee again. Bring your left foot up to standing. That's it. And this time you're going to slide yourself again to the left. But instead of putting your hand around your head, as you bend yourself to the left, you're going to reach down with your left hand to get a hold of your left knee. But don't reach straight down. Bend to the side. That's it. Do the movement that we've continued to do. So you're going to bring the hand below the kneecap, but you do it by side bending. The other way, Bev. So, side bend. Side bend to the left. That's it. The exact same movement that we've been doing. Think of your left ribs coming together. Think of the ribs on your left side coming together. Left side. Which side is your left? Okay. Think like an accordion, Bev, like this. So there you go. And that's it. And reach down. But your pelvis goes the other way. Yay. No, no, no. This lesson's good for you because it's not coming for you. The same movement we did. Right? Roll the pelvis and slide the... There! To reach down. Okay? Let this come up. Remember, don't let the knee tilt. Let the pelvis move, but that's it. That's it. Good. So again, make sure that you're side bending. That means slide your head, those ribs. How close can you bring the ribs together on the left side? You know what an accordion is? How you scrunch one side together. And again, the back of the head slides. So some of you have lost the sliding. Just because your hand isn't there doesn't mean you're not capable of doing it. There you go. That's it. Good. Now go as far as you can. And if you can't reach the knee yet, lift the knee into your chest so that you can get a hold of it. So bend yourself all the way to the left. Stay there. Lift the left foot off the floor so you can get a hold of the knee below the kneecap. So go ahead, lift the knee. Kristen, lift the whole foot. Bring it into your chest so that you're below the kneecap, just with that hand. That's it. Now, what do you need to do to start lowering it down towards the ground, but don't let go? Keep your hand there. So what do you need to do with the pelvis? Susie, roll. Go back to the other way, what you were doing all before. Boy, you guys forgot so much. You're all of a sudden wanting to do cuckoo stuff. You don't need to do anything different than what we've done. This is one of the most simple lessons as far as sequencing. Only Kristen has permission to not understand because this is her first time. So now, to lower this down, try to do it by lifting this up. That, like that. Right? Reach. Reach. Now bring the knee up again without compromising the hip yet.
There, like that. See?
There. You can bring it further out like that. You okay? Now. There. Hold on to your pants. There. You okay? Slide the back of your head. There. You okay? Breathe. That's it. Now, Susie, what do you need to do with your pelvis? Think. What? To get your foot on the ground. Good. That's it. That's my Susie. Now you're using the brain that's inside there. I thought you lost your brain over vacation.
I didn't know what she wanted me to do.
I wanted you to think.
No, she said,
lower your foot to touch the floor. But use what you've used in all the previous movements. That's it. Okay. Let it go. Rest. We'll see, Bev, if the other side's easier. Four. You're not going to keep going? Just rest there. Now bend your right knee, bring your right foot up. Okay, so you slide yourself over, that's it, to the right. So that means lengthen your right arm down alongside your body so that eventually you could get a hold of the right knee. So it's the same movement that you just did on the other side. Now it's interesting, isn't it? For some of you, there's quite a difference. It's much easier to get a hold of this knee. Now, why is that? Why would it be easier? What does that mean? It's a pop quiz, Susie. What does it mean if it's easier? Why can you get a hold of this knee easier?
Because my rib cage stretches this way.
Great. A plus for the day. Good. Now, once you get a hold of the knee, can you roll the pelvis to the left? So, roll the pelvis while you hold on to the knee. That's it. That's it. Good. And rest on your back. Now please roll over onto your stomach. It's okay, then you can visualize it. So if you can't get onto your stomach, you can visualize it. The rest of you, please roll onto your stomach. Bend your knees so both feet are directed towards the ceiling. Your knees are spread a comfortable distance apart. And with your forehead down on the floor, reach back with your right hand as if to get a hold of your right knee, just like we just did. So what do you need to do again with your ribs? So slide your forehead to the right. How can you get a hold of the right knee? That's it. Good. Okay. And let's try it to the left. So you begin to slide the left hand down as if to reach for the left knee. So what do you need to do with the ribs on the left side? And again, if you cannot participate in the movement, it feels absolutely too difficult, then what you do is you visualize the movement. So you can visualize yourself on your stomach, sliding down to reach for your left knee, seeing in your mind how the ribs on your left side fold together, how your forehead slides along the floor over to the left, how eventually the left hand gets a hold of the left knee, and then you come back to the center. Good. And now let's have you roll onto your back and rest again. So it's really important to take care of yourself and to not challenge yourself to do something that's could create a lot of pain. So you can start by visualizing it, and then eventually it will become clear that you're capable of doing it. So one of the processes that you experience in these classes and learn is the ability to take care of yourself. And at the same time that you take care of yourself and honor yourself, is that you look for the opportunity to move and go beyond what you thought was possible. Now bend your right knee, bring your right foot to standing. And now think of sliding the right hand down along your side. You're going to get a hold of the right knee. So again, this means the back of your head bends to the right, all the ribs scrunched over to the right. And for some of you, it may feel easier to start down at the ankle and crawl your hand up towards your knee. And at the same time, you begin to lift that right side of the pelvis, roll the pelvis to the left so that the pubic bone, your stomach is all now pointing over to the left as you reach down. And if it's easier, start with the ankle. And you may even want to walk the heel up towards your hand to make the contact. That's it. And the further that you lift, let's say, the right hip joint, the more the back of your head should be going over to the right. That's it. Now begin to lengthen the left arm up along the floor. So it's up towards the back of you on the floor towards your head. And now continue this idea of lifting the right hip joint. And imagine that you could lift enough of the right hip joint in the right side of the pelvis that you begin to roll over the left arm. So you kind of roll onto the left side. And your face will begin to look towards the back of the room. That's it, Bev. Can you lengthen the left arm up as well? All the way up? Yeah. So you roll on the floor. No, on the floor, Bev. No, on the floor above your head. There. And now roll. That's it. That's it, Kristen. That's it, Valentina. But don't lose, don't compromise losing the knee or the ankle to roll all of the way over. I mean, you can do it for a moment and then figure out how can you maintain the relationship between your hand and your knee and continue. That's it. What needs to happen in the chest and the back? So now we bring in the third direction of movement, extension. So in fact, all three directions, you've got extension, rotation, and side bending, all participating in this movement. Hopefully those words, that terminology is clear. Good. That's it. That's it. Can you imagine going over anymore? Just keep going. More with that, this part. Just turn. Just a little. That's it. Good. If you went far enough, you actually could roll all the way over onto your stomach, right? That's it, Susie. And pull the foot up behind you. That's it. You can go all the way onto your tummy. That's it, Valentina. And now bring yourself back. Good. And as much as we don't focus on an end product here, it's always nice to know that there is some kind of direction or a finale, is something to work towards. That's it. Okay, let's rest on your back. But it's never the importance of the lesson. Now change your legs, so that'll mean that you'll be bending your left knee, bringing your left foot up, and you'll start by lifting the left side of the pelvis, rolling the pelvis to slide the left hand down, sliding the back of the head to the left. And again, if it feels easier for you to reach towards the ankle or the foot, start there. And then what you can do is learn to walk your foot, or excuse me, your hand up your shin to approach the knee. But it's okay for right now. And even if you can just hold on to a piece of clothing, to do the movement. So if you can hold on to your sock or your pant legs, anything to try to keep that relationship going between your left hand, your left foot, shin, or knee. And then now at this point, bring your right arm to rest on the floor up along your side by your head. It means the back of the palm is making contact with the floor, and you start to roll over to the right side. And if you can roll all the way over, you'll roll over the left arm or the right arm, and you'll also feel the right palm turn over. So you're also getting the same kind of turning happening inside the right shoulder joint as well as the left hip joint. And again, for yourself, just to explore how far you can go, if it's comfortable to even go all the way over to your tummy and then go back. Great. And if you want to try that once or twice more until you feel satisfied, and then bring it to a closure to rest onto your back. Now bend your left knee again, bring your left foot to standing, lengthen your right arm up alongside your head on the floor. Just go back to one of the earlier movements of pressing the left foot into the floor to roll the pelvis. Feel not only the length that happens in the right arm, but how you begin to roll over that right arm. Again, you will go from the back of the hand making contact to the palm, turning over. Back of your head still slides over to the left, so you still have some side bending going on, as well as the rotation and the arching of your back. So you also feel how your chin begins to move away from your chest. So indeed, the exact location of the back of your head now is changing, because the whole neck and spine is arching away from the floor. Your chest is lifting up towards the ceiling. Very nice. Come back to the center and change over the legs and arms so that you now bend your right knee. Your left leg will be long. You'll bring your left arm up alongside your head. And then you begin to press your right foot into the floor. Again, sliding your head over to the right. So you feel the side bending with the rotation and the arching, and how your chin begins to move away from your chest. The sternum lifts up towards the ceiling. Very nice. And come back and rest for a moment. Now, one last movement. Please bring your knees both bent up, your feet standing, just as we did in the beginning. And very gently and slowly begin to tilt your pelvis 6 o'clock and 12 o'clock, the first movement we did. And just do it very gently and slowly, and just notice how the quality of the movement has changed. The freedom in your pelvis and hip joints, the relationship up your spine to your cervical spine and head. So how the smallest movement and how the quality, the smoothness of the movement can now create such a large movement, a freedom of movement all the way up to your head. That's it. Very nice. And let it go and rest on your back. And while resting on your back, take a moment to scan yourself again now, observing what's changed. How has your contact with the floor changed? Is there something that really stands out for you that feels like it was the largest change, or perhaps the most important area that changed, that seems really significant for you? And then think about throughout the lesson, was there a specific movement, or maybe it was a sequence of a couple movements that were really fun or enjoyable to you, that you actually experienced some pleasure and fun, joy with, that you could remember to do on your own? Okay, so taking your time, please roll to one of your sides, bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. And as we usually do, take a few moments to stand and feel how you feel differently in standing now and what is different for you. The knots in your hair. And once you've checked out standing for yourself, go ahead and walk around and observe this feeling of movement. Perhaps it'll feel like more space inside the hip joints as you walk, a lightness of moving the legs. Good. You guys did well. Got to get your brains going again. Okay, so we'll see you next week.
No, no.